I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about patience and perseverance. This concept, we need both of these, to be patient, but also to be perseverant at the same time. We're going to be taking a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the famous love chapter, talking about how it says love is both patient and always perseveres. This combination of being patient, of waiting and accepting delays and waiting for things with a good attitude, while at the same time being persistent and not giving up, always persevering at the same time. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, and to prepare our hearts and minds before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I thank you that you released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So as we begin to go through the other half of prayer here, our first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear Son. And that transfer, it happens through the forgiveness of sins. It's the forgiveness of sins, that grace and mercy and forgiveness that brings us into the light. But that forgiveness and grace has to flow through three levels. We have to receive it from God. We've got to give it to ourselves in the middle. And then it's got to flow through us out into the world, out to other people. And so first, just receiving it from God, just ramping up our gratitude and our thanksgiving for God and his grace and his love and his mercy for us, and just receiving that from him. And receiving can be very simple, just simple thank you. Just a very simple thank you. Just ramping up our gratitude on a consistent basis in a continual state of gratitude. I believe when we're in gratitude, it puts us into receiving mode, where it opens us up and allows us to expand our capacity to receive more and more of what God has for us. Just when we receive what he has with just simple gratitude, which also when we're in a place of gratitude, it puts us into a positioning of humility as well, because we realize God is doing something for us that we did not earn, we did not deserve, maybe we weren't even worthy of. But because of Jesus and his sacrifice and that forgiveness, we can have this covenant relationship with God. We can walk in the light with him. We can be in the light as he is in the light. But then it's got to begin to flow through us. We got to give ourselves that same grace and mercy. We often put all this pressure on ourselves to get it right, all these expectations on ourselves. We beat ourselves up for the ways we've missed it, the ways we've messed up, and learning to take that pressure off yourself. Give yourself that same grace and mercy he's given you. The pressure to try to figure it all out all the time, the pressure to figure it, to feel like it's all on you. When God is saying, I'm right here with you. Allow my grace and my power and my mercy to flow through you. Which means we got to get ourselves out of the way oftentimes. And then we got to let that flow through us out into the world and into other people as well. Which means we got to give them the same grace and mercy that God has given us. Which means often we need to let some things go. We need to release some things from ourselves and from other people that they've done for us. And then we got to walk in this patience and perseverance where we just make it our goal to continually keep pressing forward, to keep doing good continually, and to keep a good attitude while we do it as well. Being patient is all about your attitude while you wait. To keep pressing forward and persevering, but also to have a good attitude while you wait for things to happen, for things to unfold. So that's how we get in the light, through forgiveness. But then we got to magnify that light. We can magnify that light. How are we going to magnify that light that's on the inside of us so that it begins to grow brighter and brighter and brighter till the full light of day? In our lives, we have a choice. We can magnify one of two things. We can focus on God and love and light, all the things that are going well, all the progress that we've made so far, what we currently have. Be thankful for that. We can focus on all these things and meditate on them, talk about them, be grateful for them, rehearse them, visualize them over and over on the inside. Or the alternative is we can be focused on all the things that are wrong. We can be focused on evil and darkness and what's wrong, things to complain about, things to moan and groan about, all the distance we still have to cover, the things that we don't have yet. And the choice is ours. We get to choose where we place our focus. And whichever one we begin to focus on and begin to concentrate on, and we begin to meditate and rehearse and talk about and think about over and over, that repetition in it is going to make it grow bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And it's either light is growing bigger and bigger on the inside of us, or it's darkness. Whichever one you magnify is going to begin to grow bigger and bigger. And I'm learning more and more. One of the keys, your signals, your cues that this is happening, when that light begins to grow brighter and brighter, you're going to notice this. You're going to notice changes in your emotions for sure. Peace and joy and gratitude and humility. Your emotions are going to begin to change. Your patience and perseverance are going to begin to grow. But the other one is just your energy levels. Your energy levels, as that light grows brighter and brighter, it's like it gives off energy on the inside of you that you didn't have before. When you're focused on darkness, one of the things you're going to notice is it steals your energy. It's like the reverse begins to happen. All of a sudden, your energy, your state begins to get lowered, and it feels like it's like a black hole almost. The darkness is sucking in the energy. Whereas the light is giving off energy, the darkness is sucking energy out of you. So a lot of times your energy levels, you can pay attention to those. They'll give you indicators about what you're magnifying, what you're focused on. If you find, you know, I'm just tired all the time. I'm dragging through the day, or all of a sudden I just feel this low in my energy. Pay attention to what you're focused on. And then what we're magnifying on the inside is going to begin to show up in the fruit of our emotions, the fruit of our lips. God has given us his peace, his joy, but also he's given us his patience and his perseverance. The patience of Christ, the unlimited patience of Christ has been put on the inside of you. The perseverance of Christ, for him to endure all the things that he endured, that's been placed on the inside of you as well. God has given us everything he has as a gift on the inside of us in Christ. This treasure that you have in your heart. But it's like a light switch. Either it is on and flowing, or it's not. And usually it has to do with where the pressure is. We put the pressure on ourselves or other people and what we're magnifying in our lives. Often the problems and issues come at us in life and we begin to focus on them rather than God and the light and his promises for us. We get out of gratitude, these types of things. And it begins to steal that light away. It begins to steal that energy away. So then, we always talk about in our other half of prayer, what do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? We're talking about being patient and perseverant, which is what? Keep doing the good that you know to do, even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, and doing it with a good attitude. What do you know to do today? We're going to make a plan with God. Just taking a couple minutes to get still. Write down whatever you know to do today. There might be some administrative things around the house. There might be some things in your workplace or your business. There might be some things on the inside that have been stacking up or piling up. Like, I know I need to do that, but I keep procrastinating on it. I know I need to eat better. I know I need to exercise. I know I need to be more present with my family. I know I need to connect with my spouse better. I know I need to reach out to this person. I know I need to do that, but we keep putting it off and it keeps piling up on the inside of us. And it, what happens, the more it sits on the inside, the more it grows bigger and bigger as well. And it begins to look big and overwhelming. And the more we delay, the messier things get often. And it grows bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And so what do you know to do today? How could you take some steps forward in those things? And then it's about executing them the right way, executing them with peace and joy and gratitude and confidence in God, because he's right there with you. He's right there with you to help you to execute those things that you know to do. And not only that, if it gets difficult, if there's some things that you have to persist through, he's got perseverance on the inside for you as well. And then as you execute, as you go throughout your day, make sure you stay tuned in today. Make sure you stay tuned in to his leading. It's his voice that leads us to the spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. It's his voice that leads us along that path. And so every day, taking a few minutes to get still and to reflect and to listen and to get quiet. What is it you're trying to teach me today, Lord? What are you trying to show me today? And you ask that question and you just get still and you listen. And whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. Record it somehow. On this journey with God, I think one of the most important things you can do is begin to record your journey. Just begin to record your journey, because those lessons are going to be valuable for you one day to look back on and to see your journey. They're also going to be potentially valuable for other people one day. Maybe you'll pass them on to future generations. Maybe you'll have lessons and testimonies in your life, and they can be sources of wisdom or encouragement for other people to show them the path that God took you on in your life. But as you begin to tune into him, he's going to lead you step by step, just day by day. It's not going to happen in one day, but he's going to lead you step by step to the spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. So when I woke up this morning, I was asking those same questions. All right, God, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about today? And I felt like these two words, patience and perseverance. Now, not one or the other, both of them together combined. And we'll talk about what that means here in a second. But let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You've probably heard this verse many times before, but I want you to notice there is a power in the beginning and the end. Jesus says he's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And I used to have a baseball coach that used to say this. He said, if the beginning and the end of the baseball swing are in the correct place, then everything in the middle tends to work out. Notice the beginning and the end of this passage of scripture that's on here. Love is patient is what it opens with. At the end, it says love always perseveres. The beginning and the end of this passage are patience and perseverance. Now, if you go on one more verse into the next paragraph in 1 Corinthians 13, it also says love never fails. Love never fails. So we could read this verse as God, because we know God is love. God is love. So love, or God, is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered and keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. So it's our beginning and end, patience and perseverance. So these are qualities of God. God is love. This is what love does. Notice it's all of these things at one time. It's not one or the other. It's all of these things at one time. So what does it mean to be patient? These are dictionary definitions. I just Googled them and looked them up. Dictionary definitions of patience: the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So the capacity, we often pray in our prayer that we start our daily communions with, God, expand our capacity to receive all your purpose and grace. Expand our capacity. You've given us this patience on the inside of us. Don't pray asking for more patience, because God's already given it to you. It will just make it worse. Ask him to expand your capacity to receive the patience he's already given you. Ask him for help cultivating and growing the patience that he's already given you. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Another definition: the ability to remain calm and not become annoyed when dealing with problems or difficult people. The ability to remain calm and not become annoyed when dealing with problems or with difficult people. One more definition: the ability to give attention to something for a long time without becoming bored or losing interest. So we see patience is our capacity to deal with issues and to keep our focus consistently while having a good attitude, to be cheerful without getting angry or upset, dealing with difficult people, dealing with problems and issues and frustrations of life, but dealing with it with a good attitude, with cheerfulness, and keeping our focus. Perseverance, this comes from the dictionary as well. It's persistence, which means you keep going. It's steadfast in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Another definition says continued effort. Or as some versions say, repeating things, just continuing to repeat things, even though there's delay or difficulty, and determination. So love is both patient and persistent at the same time. When there's troubles, there's difficulties, there's issues, you keep going, you keep doing good, and you keep a good attitude while you do it. So these are qualities of God, and he's given them to us in Christ. As we take communion today, this is going to be a time for us to receive this from him. We're going to be receiving this patience and perseverance that he's given us in Christ, and asking for his help to cultivate it, to expand our capacity to receive this from him at higher levels and have it flowing through us at higher levels in our life. So Father, I just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that you are love. You lead us by example. You are love, and you are patient. We'll go back to the verse here. Patient and kind. You don't envy or boast. It's not proud. You don't dishonor other people's or are self-seeking. You're not easily angered, and you keep no record of our wrongs. You don't delight in evil, but you rejoice in the truth. And you always protect us, always trust us, always hope in us, always persevere. We're just asking for your help to grow in these things. I believe as we do, we're gonna know you more as we experience this flowing through us at greater levels. I believe we're gonna know your heart more, Lord. We just thank you that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only son to die for us. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? We thank you that nothing's impossible with you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." That what he put on the inside of you is great. That he's there on the inside of you. He's there with you. Receive that Jesus makes you right with God and holy and perfect in his sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. He's there with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God where we can know him, we can know his heart, and just continue to grow in that for eternity. Father, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents, and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. When troubles or issues or difficulties, let's look at this list here. Delays, trouble, suffering, annoyances, problems, dealing with difficult people, having to give your attention to something for a long time, delays in achieving success, any of those things come. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Start thanking him and praising him for the patience and the perseverance that he put on the inside of you to keep doing good and to do it with a good attitude, to do it with cheerfulness and calmness on the inside. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, to learn more there.